Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast.
What the frick is that?
Don't they do dad jokes?
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yeah, there's a podcast, you numpty. It's the sports chat and debates for you and your mates. Check out these less than marvellous bits coming up.
It's more of a, how would I say, performance issue.
That is very good.
See, that's better.
That's better, honestly. That's better than so much of the shit that comes on this scene. That's so much better.
What was your team name?
Daddy's Home.
Yeah, so we put it out to the Chockies. Thankfully, none of them said that.
Right on, Mick. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
27.
That is the greatest moment in podcast history.
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Mikas over there. That is a filming slash chiming in. He's also on camera. He's actually got the most light as per usual. You've probably arrived by accident, but stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win, Skin. I'm coming to you for some sort of story time with Skin or a new segment.
Okay. All right. I didn't know I was running that, but
So you do stuff in the podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that. The old podcast we do every week. So we had a trip to Sydney recently. Yourself, myself, and Mikas went down to shoot a little advert for certain unnamed company.
Oh, yep. They're good people.
Yeah, and great. great people.
Did you tell them about your challenge?
I did, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We heard a lot.
Mikas is doing this challenge.
For new listeners and old listeners, that just not for us because we've heard it a million times. Mikas is doing a challenge that goes for 75 days. He'll tell you all about it later. It's one of the segments coming up. It's not at all. We're never talking about it.
Thank Christ.
Two workouts a day.
The 10 page is non-fiction, though. My God.
That's the hardest thing.
Is it?
Continue.
He's reading a book that he hates. And he's like, no, I'm going to do it for the challenge.
No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I'll keep that.
That's your next challenge.
I didn't know it was a question.
That's your next challenge.
Yeah. All right. We were down there and we were down there all day and quite a few stories came up. It was a weird day. It was in a good way, I guess. It was kind of cool to see how professional operations run in comparison to what we do here.
I mean, we just stopped the podcast 5 minutes ago because Lee thought he could hear a bus in the background. And
yeah, well, I think Lee was
kind of did that as well.
Exactly. I think Lee's taken some inspiration from the sound guy on set, Adam, great man.
But he was a freak. He would he would hear, he's standing with one of those big boom mics, big boom mics, which is a different thing. But one of those big boom mics and he had his shirt on actually. I've never seen a sound guy do it with his shirt on, so that was interesting.
That was really weird.
But he would literally just hear, wouldn't he? He would hear stuff. He'd be like, okay guys, airplane approaching. And we'd look around and be like, what?
You're looking around for 30 seconds and then finally a plane flies by. Yeah. You're like, wait, what? How'd you do that?
Bus
you
coming.
Got it exactly
wait, six
right.
seconds for the bus. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh my gosh, that's a bus. Yeah. He was a freak at it.
Yeah, he was very good. And he always got it the vehicle exactly right. There's a bike in 8 seconds, spot on.
It never missed. Bikes don't make any
sense. He was a motorbike.
Pedals in 3, 2, 1.
Someone is tiptoeing past. Three.
Someone's doing the best for the environment in 2-1.
Wait for this runner. Yeah.
But it's Migos in his challenge.
Oh, my God. It's day eight.
He is. I thought he was in the ad. Actually, no, he's running.
We did have that, but then there was one particular moment, Skin. So these are proper, like, you know, we actually, it was almost like an acting class, not really a class, but we got told, like,
yeah, it was like, in hindsight, we should have taken acting classes before going there,
because you had to say the same lines a lot, over and over.
And it seemed like everyone else on set was very good at their jobs, and they just spent the whole day waiting for us to figure out how to say the line correctly.
It sounded like a lot like Gertie waiting for us to set up the podcast.
What's that noise?
Anyway, so at one point we've come back after lunch and the director came over, like Mitch has said his line. The director came over and goes, "Hey, Mitch, we're losing your voice a little bit." And so Mitch is like automatically like looked out at his microphone. He's like, "Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, that's really weird. Yeah, that up. Must have ruffled my shirt." Yeah.
And the director's like, no, it's not a technical issue. It's more of a, how would I say, performance issue."
Just sprayed me.
As long as your voice was the only thing you lost, mate.
Just absolutely.
If you could stop being shit at your job, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Sorry, mate.
And then, but there's just so many weird things about the day. Like the old mate, the sound guy yells speeding every time.
Yeah.
The film guy yells rolling, and then the director yells action. And so I started just because I thought, you know, people need to know if we're ready as well. So I started yelling out acting.
They would have loved that. By
the director,
that'll be our first and last job.
The cameraman got around it.
Yeah, so literally got around it. Yeah, loved it.
By the end, the cameraman was going rolling, acting.
Sounded as well.
Oh, why do we keep getting sacked from jobs? Anyway, anyway, we got the joke of the day. Not that that wasn't funny enough. Joke of the day. Once again, massive thank you to everyone sending them. We've got a massive stockpile of jokes.
Glad you said stockpile.
So, yeah, I said stockpile. today's joke is actually sent in by We Got the Chocolates Royalty. I'm reading this for the first time, believe it or not.
Not surprising.
Yeah. Who's it sent in by?
Exact. Oh, really. Matt.
Matt
Gillum.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't say that fucking in the thing.
What's
it
say?
Anyone? Royalty. By royalty. That's it.
That's it.
That's all you get. Not really sent in, actually. Mm. And that's all it says.
Yeah. Because it's.
Oh, no. Yeah,
because it's from our video, which we're. That's
which is on YouTube
this,
now.
Yeah,
quick on air meeting. Maybe explain that to me before I do the second.
I'm happy to introduce Joe. We're like, yeah, good idea. Yeah.
Oh, shit, wait. Oh, wait, there's actually no idea what's going on. Yeah, so there's a new dad jokes video on YouTube or jokes video, and this is from that, right? Yeah,
go check it out.
Yeah,
after you listen to this.
Great intro, Skin.
Here it is from Matt.
You're a wrestling fan?
Yes.
Oh. How does The Rock pee? He Dwayne's his Johnson. You need to calm down.
Oh, I know.
That is
like, it's like the whole thing's like, don't laugh, and like, you know.
I swear to God, I try not to laugh.
Like, at least like, hold it together.
I try.
You're not trying hard enough.
Mikas laughs at the strangest things. I was praying to him about that in Sydney the other day, and he's like, just let me have fun, let me laugh. And I was like, yeah, but why are you laughing at that?
Also, let me have fun, and you're reading in 10 pages of non-fictionary.
I'm enjoying it.
You know what the exact joke was that Mikas laughed his head off at, that Mitch sprayed, that Skin sprayed him for? He's like, someone was cooking inside, and I was like, oh, what have they got going on there on the Peter? They were cooking on a frying pan. He lost it.
So that was it.
Peter, I don't know why.
Peter Pan.
Oh, it gets me every time.
That's the greatest joke you've ever heard. That is very good, actually. That is very good. See, that's better. That's better. Honestly, that's better than so much of the shit that comes on this scene. That's so much better.
Like, so, Skin, you're the actual one.
Yeah, like, do more of that stuff and less of the other shit. Anyway.
So I'm the problem, I see.
Yeah. And then next one's a written one sent in by Carol. Not by Candlelight, just Carol. This one's a written one. A man farted in church the other day. Bad luck, sat in his own pew.
Do more of that stuff, Skinny.
Wow. That's really good.
Carol, that is excellent.
That is elite.
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Very now, good Skin.
Yes.
Take us to a bit of fantasy team name storming.
Yes, can do. Name storm. Great seg where we name things. Do we have a jingle for that?
Yeah, I didn't know it was an actual.
It's not really a name storm.
It's not a name storm, is it?
Are we not brainstorming? Because
we didn't
names
make them up. They came from other.
Other people have. Yeah.
Oh, I've chucked in a few, but yeah, don't worry.
Of course
about
you
it.
Did.
Name storm it is.
You just want more jingles.
Another
in
quick on air meeting.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Oh, jeez, that fader got a bit. I'm going to get the WD-40. That is stuck.
Oh, dramas.
Oh, really? I wasn't watching. Okay, handing out fishos.
But yeah, no, so this.
Yeah, thank you for that.
This name storm for fantasy teams of any sport inspired by Mikus. He sent a message in our group chat recently.
First idea I reckon he's had.
Yeah, yeah, this is your first segment, I reckon.
Oh, but, no. We did the Simpsons, mum.
No, Two
Babe Ruths and Anabolize.
Yeah, that was my segment.
That's the Simpsons.
From the Simpsons. That's what I was referring
to. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
And obviously you've bothered to learn the name of it. Which yeah.
Is just come up with the name.
Remember I told that great joke about avocados before?
I haven't heard it. Tell me.
Anyway, so Mikus in our group chat, I reckon a good seg would be fantasy league names. I just saw Give Travis Head as a team name.
That was for the BBL, obviously.
Yeah, pretty good.
A guy in my league. Yeah. Can't remember his name.
So that's Mikus's nomination.
What was yours? What was your team name?
Don't do it.
You have to say it now.
Daddy's home.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? No.
Back to your non-fiction, mate.
I don't know why you asked me that.
I didn't know that was going to be the answer. I wouldn't have asked
you. You should have asked me before. Why? Oh, I would have made something else up if I knew this was coming.
You need to get better under pressure.
Yeah.
Never say that again.
Daddy.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway. So it was only up from there.
Yeah, so well, yeah, exactly. So we put it out to the Chockies. Thankfully, none of them said that.
Well done, Mick.
Excellent. Just where Mick thought that. He thought he was out of the sin bin. There, back he goes.
Good night. Another 12 pages, mate.
So we've had a few sent in. I've tried to break them up into little categories. First one, sort of inspired by the Chocks. A few people like named them around us. So first one is only Goad, he can judge me.
Goady.
Yep. Beautiful. Not bad.
Yep.
This one, I don't think he planned it to be specifically for the Chocks, but I thought I'd throw it in there. Anyway, I'm so bald, mine is the Receders. Last year it was Basketball.
That's very good.
And who's that?
Slight dig at Lethal. And then Andrew says, now you do one pigskin.
NFL only, fairly niche. Yeah.
And nephew, Mickus. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Oh, you're wasting. Nah, we're wasting all our best.
Can you mute his mic, please?
Yeah. All right, you can come back in 5 minutes when you behave yourself.
Ones that sort of weren't categorized into any particular sport, just funny enough to get a shout out. William Shatner's pants.
That's good. Yep. Very good.
The scorgasms.
Overrated, I reckon.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Too much.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay. Apologies. Yeah. That was my first time hearing that.
You're joking.
No.
You hear that, I reckon, every trivia night there's three teams, I reckon, called the scorgasms.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm not very social.
Oh, I do.
No, you're not. No. Everyone remembers their first scorgasm, though, Skin.
Yeah. I'll keep it in mind. Dyslexia untied.
Yeah, good. Nice. Very good.
Very good.
Norfolk and Chance.
Yes. Oh, that's a big horse name too, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, no, because remember you had that mate of yours that had the racehorse called My Face as well?
Yeah. It's my mate that made that up.
Yeah. Shut up.
For the AFL/NRL, Irritable Row Syndrome.
Good.
Yeah, good. Matt Row.
Nice.
And then What a Croaker Shit. Yeah. NRL.
Yeah.
Is he still playing, Jared Croaker?
He might. He'll be in reserve grade.
Okay.
Yeah, he might. There was an injury, so he might play. But yeah,
so you can use that name for reserve grade.
I like the one above that one, Skinny Ween, Barbecues Trelaw, in the AFL.
Yeah, I don't even get it. That's why I didn't read it.
Barbecues Galore's a shop, and nice. Adam Trelaw. You like that one?
Right.
And not only a great shop, potentially a great sponsor as well. I reckon.
Great people.
You know what? I'm just realizing was a bad idea getting Skin to go through puns.
Yeah. I know. So these funny names, I don't get this. Well, his first name's Payne, his last name's Haas, so you can put some sort of formation of Payne and the Haas together.
Imagine how many. I'm so sorry. If you wrote one in, I do apologize.
There could be some amazing ones in there we didn't get in there.
There's a chance his skin didn't get it.
Nick, I'm not that bad. I wrote a few there, but I take it none of them are good enough to make the cut. So let's move on to.
Put yours in there for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Nathan in the Cleary.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I had no pain, has no gain.
Yeah, good.
Rather than your variation. Brian Toto, little Toto late.
You underrate yourself sometimes. I'm really happy with that.
It's like, yeah, you've taken
Mike's
this full-time
back on,
job.
By the way, if you want to do something.
You want to join in.
And Max
Surfer Chick 69, whatever your name is. That's good. Well done, Skip. Oh, that's your best one, right? Max going with the
win. Max going with the win is elite. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like this football one here from Wandering Stephen. Tika Mo Salah. Mo Salah is a soccer player.
So that's a pun on
an Egyptian curry.
Tika Mo Salah.
Tika Mo Salah.
Yeah.
I really like the next one. Murder on Zidane 4.
That's really good. What's your fantasy team name? If you do fantasy,
you're about to introduce a group.
Yeah, I expect you to come up with something really good.
Yeah, mine will be good, really good. I just need to pick my best player. I need to pick a player that's going
to
be around.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to that next week. Mine's the Genghis Khan's. I'm actually thinking of a name change though. Yeah. And something for you. I'm actually thinking of going to Miguel Sanchez from The Simpsons.
Good.
It was going to be Genghis Khan, be serious.
Genghis Khan, be serious, yeah. I've been the Genghis Khan's forever, ever since you coined me with that nickname. Are we doing this group card?
Yes.
Absolutely. So we've been asked by so many people to set up a Supercoach group card, and by so many people, Kelvin asked Lee and I the other night. So so we thought we'd say we don't send up
one particular
one
guy.
Particular person.
Hopefully so we're
going to take the ball and run with it. So now we've set up a Supercoach group code. We're actually going to do prizes this year. We've talked amongst ourselves. We haven't decided what type of prizes we're going to do yet, but it's going to be good.
They're coming.
They are coming. Maybe top three.
Yeah, I reckon top three. Rumor has it the winner might be on the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, that's things of that
of
nature.
Our group. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And I reckon maybe a little shout out for a weekly winner or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Week on our meeting.
We'll probably confirm this in about around
25.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
So for the rest of you guys playing for second, third, and fourth, good luck. I'll be winning that group. Anyway, the group code, we got the chocolate, 637355, but we'll whack all of that in the show notes description, a link or the code or something like that. We'll work it all out. So.
We will. Absolutely.
Good luck.
I look forward to that. I'm actually going to commit to it this year. Normally I play for like three rounds and then I'm like, rack off.
Yeah, I do have the big bash fantasy. It's nowhere near as good.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Did you have a couple that you want to finish with? Because Super Bowl was today as well. There was like an NFL themed one or something, wasn't there, that you didn't read out?
There was an NFL themed one, I assume. It's Burrows and Diggs excavated.
Right. Yep. Nice.
Mark Burrows, I believe, NFL player.
Right. Wouldn't have known that. I was talking about the other one. I thought that was good.
No, it's the quarterback of the
NBA.
The other one is NBA related. Piston broke.
That's good.
I assume NBA related.
Yeah. Detroit
Pistons. Great people.
I just wanted to finish on a good one. Don't want to say anything else.
Well, have you heard of this other football one? Leave my ass alone.
Put that. The timing of that great joke.
Can't believe you saved that to last. We'd already gone out.
All right, keep it in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now, we are in Australia and therefore hooked at the moment on the Australia versus India cricket series. If you're an American or European listener, or you may not be as interested, although America cricket's coming to America very soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Major League Cricket, MLC. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Correct. Yeah. We'll have more detail for you around that later. Yeah. But we've been watching quite a bit of Test cricket at the moment. And basically because Australia and India was built up as a massive series where it was going to be really, really good cricket, and Australia got belted.
The word I had in my head to describe was an absolute clusterfuck.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was a bit like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they got pogoed. I know that I personally found it sort of semi-amusing. I don't like watching Australia lose, but all the articles about like the doctored wicket in India and how it was going to be impossible for left-handers on day five and stuff, and it was over in 2.5 days.
Well, and the thing is as well, like they've just so out-thunked the room, I reckon, the Aussie guys. Like they were so panicking about this left-handed stuff. Like they went as far to drop Travis Head because essentially he was a left-hander who perceived weakness against spin.
You think the pitch caused the Travis Head?
I think it would have had something to do with it as well. Right. But I just found it so ironic that the Indian number 7 and 9 got 70 and 80.
Both left-handed.
Both left-handed. Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
So, like I said, I just think they've completely tried to outthink the room. Like Travis Head had an amazing summer. He's had an amazing two summers over here as well. Like he's averaged probably 18 in the last two summers. And
is he not the fourth best bat in the world at the moment?
And the thing is as well, like, and I reckon what is so like crucial in playing in those conditions as well, like he fucking whacks it too.
Yeah.
So like
he's a lot like me in that way.
Yeah, yeah. It just hits a little bit harder.
Oh, it just hits so many big singles.
Yeah, a little bit harder. I mean, yes, you as a right hand, he'd probably hit it harder than you as a right hand. But more like if the wicket's that hard, like you sort of got to take the approach sometimes that like, okay, he might only face like 80 balls, but he might get 70 off those 80 balls.
Which would help.
That would help. Yes. We got bowled out for 90 in the second inning, so 70 would have been quite the help, I would have thought.
Quite nice, yeah.
I just think they've completely outthunk the room, and I reckon it even started pre-tour with, again, we spoke about this a couple of podcasts ago, no practice matches over there.
Yeah.
Like they doctored that wicket down in Sydney or Melbourne, I think it was.
Yeah, to make it.
Looked like he was going to spin, so it obviously worked. And they even hired a Ravi Ashwin impersonator to come over and bowl.
We haven't spoken about impersonators.
Since Pak Bean.
They got a Ravi Ashwin impersonator.
And again, that works. You get five from the second innings.
Who was this bloke? Do you have any idea?
He had YouTube footage of him bowling, and he essentially had a similar action to Ravi Ashwin. The Aussies have like got him into camp for like 2 or 3 days. Oh, come bowl to us.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when and he then didn't show the YouTube videos, because he bowled double bounces and full tosses.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, Ashwin started running and bowling carom balls and kept leaving him go. But like, yeah. It's absolutely, like I said, there's one word I had to describe. It was an absolute clusterfuck.
Well, the thing I found like amusing about it is there was so much talk, and I know the media has to build it up and there has to be some anticipation. Yeah. And
there's always, even in Australia, there's always that article about the pitch the day before the game and stuff.
The covers, the green centers. But I just don't get it because like both teams have to bat on it, as you said.
And they got fucking 400.
It's not that bad.
They batted quite well,
So anyway, but where we wanted to lead with this, I think, is that we have been teasing about you remember our social sin bin segment that we were running where I think Mitch, you described it today as comments that made us want to headbutt a wall. That was what we sort of did. But then we started finding more good comments than bad comments, to be fair, and ones that were making us laugh a lot. So we wanted a way to reward them too.
Open it up a bit.
Yeah. We've been talking about jingles, or not jingles, but segment names particularly. Yep. We had a few that are social spotlights.
Why'd you say jingles then?
Well, I mean, with any great segment name comes a great jingle.
Yeah. Just not,
maybe not quite now.
I'm pretty sure it's a direct quote out of like Spider-Man or something. So just...
Now, Daddy, you've watched Spider-Man a fair bit.
Please don't call me that.
You called yourself that, man. Right. So now we had it up today, and I think it came down to, let me just consult the poll.
Yeah, and the poll too.
And the quiz.
And it came down to, so social surveillance and social snicko made it through to the next round. Social snicko, social surveillance, and social sins and wins were the three finalists for segment names. And upon video replay after going up to the third umpire, social sins and wins has got the chocolates.
Perfect.
That's it. That's what we're calling it.
So that's what we're calling it.
I like it a lot.
Obviously, democracy. Because that was today, I haven't got to coin the jingle yet, so we won't have it for this week. But I have put some lyrics down if you're interested. It's to it's to Robbie Williams' Sin, Sin, Sin. Do you remember? Do you remember that song, Gertie? I can't play it.
I like Robbie Williams, but
Well, you won't like this one.
Okay, good. Any chance he could come over and do it?
I'm happy to ask. Yeah. But the good news is it's sort of I'm not going to sing it, actually.
No, please sing it.
I don't know if we want it.
Torn.
Anyway, I guess we'll do like this. Sins, but also wins, let's... you'll see it here next week.
Yeah, okay. Sound like you're going to sing Ole 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 by fucking Ricky Martin.
I would have actually liked to do that. Maybe, is there a bit of... there might be like something here.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about it.
Do you want me in the voice disguiser?
Yeah, do that again. No, this is good.
Okay, have you never heard that before?
No, we have. I just didn't expect it.
Anyway, there'll be a jingle for this next time we do it. But, Cody, you found a couple of... Well, they're all good, aren't they?
It's nearly like a little extended version of Tweet of the Week this week for the Social Sins and Wins. So, a lot, like I said, a lot was made about, like, the pitch and, like, the... corruption, like India making the pitch and doctoring the pitch for themselves and stuff like that. So Andrew McGlashan tweeted... after we got bowled out for 90 after they got 400, have India changed the pitch again? ?
Keep swapping them.
Yeah,
every innings.
Yeah, well, funny you say that. Ian Higgins from the Great Cricket, good people. As is common practice, Australia's second innings will be once again played on the doctored wicket instead of on the road India got to bat on. one more. Australia have been very unlucky here. If this test had been played in Sydney, it would have been rained out. Instead, it's in Nagpur. Fine margins such as these can really decide a series.
That's really good. Oh, that is perfect. Well done. Did you have any more? That's it.
That'll do.
You're happy.
Nope.
Well done.
I declare.
Nice.
That's good, isn't
it? That's really good.
With that
declaration, we're going to go on to cracking nicknames, and we've already spoken about, obviously, Mikas's new nickname this evening. Daddy's home. So make sure you, yes, if you want to write a YouTube comment to Mikas directly, he'll be reading anything that says at daddy.
Why did you do that? Why did you say it on air?
I didn't want to. I paused and everyone looked at me. I didn't know what to say.
You said you thought you'd come up with daddy.
I didn't want to lie.
You could have just lied. It would have been much better.
Would it have though?
Imagine Mikas as a small child. He's like, are you lying to me? And he paused for 35 seconds. So, no.
It's just unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk actually about nicknames, again, we spoke about Adam, the sound guy down at that ad that we mentioned.
Yeah, this was good.
I tried to give him a nickname.
Why do you do this to people?
I was panicking.
You understand we're trying to get more jobs, not less.
You're allowed to just like not just, talk sometimes.
Can you just call him by his fucking name?
Yeah. So I asked him, like, I think we were like trying to start a scene and I was like, Adam, does anyone by any chance ever call you Upend? And he like was like, no. Like just outright was like,
No one has ever called me that.
No one's ever called me that. And I was like, no, but do you get it? It was like Up and Adam. He's like, no, yeah, I get it.
Gotcha.
So he hated it. Yeah. And then then old mate, the video bloke, called him Speedy because they sound people yell out speeding, as we've already spoken about. But it sort of reminded me that Matt Gillum, who again, he told the joke, now he's in with this.
He's just flat out.
He's a busy man.
Yeah. He tagged me in a post recently where it was nicknames for workmates in Australia, which I thought was worth having a look at. So wicket keeper, puts on gloves and stands back. Nice. Harvey Norman, 3 years, no interest. I like that one.
Lovely.
Sense a lot. Only works if someone walks past. Noodles thinks all jobs take 2 minutes. Blister appears where the hard work is done. Nice.
We used to call Jack Leach Blister, remember?
Really?
Yeah, remember we called him Blister because he'd never do the covers?
That's
like,
right.
Like he was the only man on planet Earth who thinks he could push cricket covers.
What?
He just didn't do anything. He's fucking hopeless.
Nothing. Lantern, not very bright, has to be carried.
Daddy.
This was you, Mikas, tonight. Deck chair always folds under pressure.
Yeah, I'll cop that one.
Yeah. Now, ironically, we'll talk about this one a bit later. Perth, 3 hours behind everyone else. And remember that famous story of Jack Wilmoth. Yeah,
great.
Saying, thanks, Christchurch.
They're 2 hours
in front of Perth, unfortunately.
Just bad luck. You can't help being unlucky sometimes. Yeah,
happens the best.
G-spot, you can never find him. That's good.
It's graphic.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's
Bush
Day.
Bush Range. Quick one, quick on-air meeting.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, muscle dust.
Dust-a-roni.
Dust.
Any reason for you?
Yeah, why? I'm looking at you.
Tell that tulip story.
Nah, no, you can tell it,
Daddy.
Oh, we continue.
Skin's trying to buy. Everyone's trying to buy flowers, except for Mikas's request for flowers is for him to get tulips, and he was like, "They're out of season." Cody was like, "It's the same time every year."
Buy him in fucking November and whack him in the freezer.
Oh, jeez. And then cordless charges all night, but only works for 2 hours. So I thought that was very good too. I then went sort of down the rabbit hole and was thinking about sort of wonderful nicknames, not necessarily for workers, but just that I've come across in like general life. Because we used to have this guy that worked at the cricket club at West Torrens in Adelaide. We won three premierships.
Yeah,
triple premiership.
Wow. Yeah. Never heard about that.
You might remember. Yeah, no,
yeah, then we just did 75
Yeah. Anyway,
the non-fiction book he's reading is actually about those trophies.
Yeah. So he had one hand
in his pocket,
the other one hand bigger than the other, like genuine small hand, big hand. Called him Clock, obviously.
Oh wow,
yeah, which was very good.
Glad you had the L.
Yeah. Then I've found a few here. I've got a mate called.
Wouldn't add the L. Yeah.
One hand.
He's got
the
one hand bigger, so we called him Cock, obviously.
Yeah, so big hands, big gloves.
You got one. That's enough of that.
Yeah, so next one.
Yeah. Daz says, I've got a mate named Mambo because he once lived at number 5. It's good.
Is it?
Well, it's all right. Paul, a bloke had one leg shorter than the other, creating quite a limp at a place I worked. He was nicknamed Sniper's Nightmare.
Bloody hell.
This is from Paul as well. I used to work at a very sociable company. There was one bloke who never went out, so we called him the Olympic Flame.
That's good.
That's really good. Why Sniper's not here? It's terrible.
I didn't think sure this was, I haven't got one, obviously, but I thought there'd be something better there.
And from Pete, my mate used to work with a bloke named Dave. He had a tic that made him lift both hands above his head. They called him Mexican Dave.
That's not true. That can't be true.
It's 100% true. This is factually checked. All right, Cody, this is what I say for you. This is my last one. This is from this mortal coil. There's a guy at work named Willie Pearson. He was known as Prince Albert.
God, that would hurt, eh?
Getting your Willie Pearce skin as a Prince Albert.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Lovely. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Have you ever had that done?
I haven't, no.
Would you ever? What are the odds?
Oh.
The fact that
we're playing this game.
Yeah. The fact that you paused was concerning.
What are the odds of you getting that done?
One in.
Would you do it for the show?
Yeah, if I lose the odds game, sure.
Oh,
okay, we'll give me the odds.
One in 50.
Oh, that's Canada. Better. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
27. Oh! No! 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 You can't do that! You can't do that! You cannot!
I was really thought 50 was enough. Did you say 27, you bastard?
Holy shit. Nah. Oh, that is the greatest moment in podcast history.
Well, we've always made very bold claims about Goaty's ability in trivia, I believe, over the past couple of years while we've been doing this podcast. He tends to think that he's quite good at trivia. You made a reference to it before, actually, with the Scorgasms team name thing.
Yep.
You play a lot of trivia.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't your team name.
No, I'm just a bit rattled at the moment.
No, that's okay. Right. Well, can't see why.
I'm not the only standard. One.
Same here.
Skin will be rattling, you know what I mean?
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
But seriously, I'm not.
Seriously. Anyway, what I'm leading to is we play a segment called You're a Quizzed Goaty. We play a game called, and it's got a, that wasn't it.
That was certainly that not was the jingle. Not, it,
it's, I think it's so this it's one.
Different jingle.
There we go. Yeah, You're a Quizzed Goaty.
You're a quizzed goaty.
Shouldn't have said that. No more questions. Don't ask any more questions.
The eyes, I reckon, they unnerve some folk.
Not to mention the pincers.
Yeah, I reckon that too.
Not very fat. Yeah. I faded that too early, but that's okay.
Stop starting the old fader button there, mate.
Darth Vader. All right, let me get Phoebe on the phone. She is the guest this evening. Phoebe, have we got you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, jeez. On delay. Anyone to think you're in Perth, Phoebe?
That wasn't that funny, Phoebe. You don't have to
have that. Really. Yeah, she is in Perth. So, yeah. Actually, Phoebe, I do want to ask you that, by the way, because over here we say, like, if someone, you know, if someone's like delayed or like they get a joke late, like Mickers will get a joke late and we'll be like, oh, thanks, Perth, like that. What do you guys say over there?
Is it thanks, Johannesburg?
We just keep going across.
Yeah, just, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't say anything. Like, I personally say that's gone straight through the gilly.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's
a great little reference. Yeah.
Lovely.
Mm. Adam Gilchrist, former Australian wicketkeeper. For all those.
Not I got that. Yeah.
Oh, you got that. That's good, considering your state at the moment. Maybe there's just something that's happened that you have to wait until the podcast comes out to hear about, but you will be immensely impressed. Well,
you say impressed.
It's not that impressive.
Anyway. Impressed / concerned.
Yeah. Okay, so Phoebe, tonight you are here to play against Goaty in You're a Quizzed, and the theme tonight is current events and life experiences. So there are five random questions that I've got for you. 30 seconds are on the clock. Skin is on the timer. Don't forget that that's your job.
Yeah, I'll try.
You want to answer all five questions and as quickly as you can because Goaty has already had his go. Now, if you pass, I'll come back to the question. We've got to remember to do that. We've done that wrong previously. If you say no idea, I certainly won't come back to it. And that's about all I've got. Your time will start when I finish the first question. Are you ready? Oh, no. You've got a pump up jingle.
Yes. Don't forget that of all the things.
The right. Second
that was 2 hours of recording.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for this, Phoebe? This is to relax you against your opponent who is of note. Here we go.
A pressure, a taking on Goaty. There's questions for you, oh, that's for sure. And pressure, because Goaty wears the crown, but you can beat him, it's true. You might win some treats.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Now, Phoebe, I know what you're thinking. Hey, where did they get the Australian National Choir?
Honestly, I mean, I thought Australian Idol auditions were last week.
Are these the same kids that are on that Qantas app?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes exactly. sense.
I've been to Sydney.
That'll do.
Okay. I was going to say. I was going to say I couldn't think of anything less relaxing than that, but turns out I can.
Wait, what is it? All right, Phoebe, now that you're pumped up, here you go. Oh, wait, I need to get the question, so let's...
You are a man on the tools tonight, mate. You're on fire.
Sorry. Okay, I'm ready. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, so if you just go on a Google Drive... So
I'm still struggling. I've got a Pickus of Mickus... Pickus of Mickus...
I've got a Pickus of Daddy.
Getting swamped by birds for some reason as the cover of this. Okay.
That reason would be... You're a dickhead.
Actually, that's...
You put the photo there.
Right, okay. Quizzed timer. Here it comes. Phoebe, are you ready? Time will start when I finish the first question. And the first question is, where were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed?
New Zealand.
Perfect. What am I doing? What? This hasn't worked. Wait 1 second. Oh, it's because I didn't press it.
It's all right, everyone. I've paused the clock because I'm just.
The clock. Yeah. Okay.
Goodness.
Okay,
ready. Now you guys are on fire.
Now, I'm not sure whether you got that first question right or not.
Every time we do this, you fucking have
a fucking debacle.
No, not really. It's really quite simple. Look, press the button and ask the question.
I've got something in this hand, something in this hand.
And the phone as well.
Okay. All right, ready. We're starting on question two. Here you go. What is the name given to the ideograms and smileys used in electronic messaging?
What the fuck? I got no idea.
Okay. What singer's real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty?
Rihanna.
Nice. What is the capital of India?
Pass.
Okay. In mathematics, if you multiply a negative by a negative, will your answer be positive or negative?
Positive.
What is the capital of India?
Delhi.
Stop the clock.
I'd say time probably expired.
Yeah, you were pretty much bang on time. Pretty much that's 30 seconds.
Mm, the explosion never happened, which is meant to happen, but that's because I pressed the timer too late. So it's another thing I've picked up, but that's all right. Pretty good. Now, let's show you how Goaty went. Here you are.
Yeah.
Goaty, your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, where were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed?
New Zealand.
What is the name given to the ideograms and smileys used in electronic messaging?
Emojis.
What singer's real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty?
Oh, Rihanna.
What is the capital of India?
Delhi.
In mathematics, if you multiply a negative by a positive, no, sorry, a negative by a negative, will your answer be positive or negative? It's up the clock, Skin. Okay, there you go. Now let's go through some of these answers. Skin, do you want to go through them?
Sure thing. Where were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed? New Zealand. Nice. Both. I've got that.
1-0.
Yep. I don't actually have the note open, so I can't tell you the second question.
What is the name? That was good off the top of your head. That was real good.
So close. One for five.
What is the name given to the ideograms and smileys used in electronic messaging? Goaty, you said emojis. Phoebe, you said no idea. No idea is incorrect. Emojis is correct. Well done. 2-1, Goaty. Then we went to what singer's real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty. That is Rihanna. And
that was shocking.
What do you mean?
Rihanna. It's almost like it's in the name.
Oh, yeah. She played it. Oh, by the way, she played at the Super Bowl today.
She's pregnant.
And she's pregnant. Yep. That was how she's currently in events. Emojis are because it's actually national. No, what is it? It's like data
it's your
week.
Segment,
it's
mate.
Data appreciation week week.
No. That's the mass question. It's national clean up your computer day.
National clean up your computer day today.
Don't quote me.
Deleted histories everywhere.
There we go. Now, what is the capital of India? Can someone help me out here? Both said Delhi. The answer written for us is, the answer was written by me, so that's not a great authority, but yeah, it's okay. New Delhi. I've got New Delhi.
That makes me nervous.
Is Delhi and New Delhi the same thing?
It's the Delhi Daredevils, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the IPL.
Oh, yeah, true. Do they play in New Delhi?
Or Old Delhi. Old Delhi.
Or the Delhi
is
in Woolworths.
That Coles you go to, is that a New Delhi or an Old Delhi?
I'm not sure what that one's going to be. That's maybe both correct and wrong.
Nice. That was real good. I like good. That. 4.5.
And in mathematics, if you multiply a negative by a negative, will your answer be positive or negative? You both said positive, which means you both got that one right. So regardless, really, Phoebe, you're in strife because you got that emoji present wrong, the question wrong even.
Mm-hmm.
Goaty, that means that you get the round of applause, and it is a large round of applause.
Glad you said round of applause.
Yeah, that's for you. And
write that down.
Phoebe, what do we have for you? Probably like...
That's disheartening.
Yeah.
I think we should send Phoebe a prize as well, though.
Yeah, and obviously, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say the good news is you don't have to wait 6 months for your prize to arrive now, but...
Yeah, but now Goaty's promised it to you, which we forbid him from doing.
Every time we have a guest, I think they deserve a prize.
Well, you're right. True. It's just us getting the prize to them. And she lives in Perth. Holy heck.
It's still in this fucking country, mate. It's not that hard.
No, at least now we've got an excuse. You got to drive it all the way. It's tough work.
Anyway, Phoebe, we do have a six-pack of Better Beer Ginger Beers coming your way. We're not sure when, but they are coming your way. Oh, she seems happy enough. Anything else to say, Phoebe?
It'll be flat by the time you get there, but that's okay.
That's fair. All right. Well, Phoebe, thank you so much for making your debut on the We Got the Chocolates podcast. You've been magnificent, and we'll send send that prize over with a lovely handwritten card. Probably not that. But we will try and get the prize.
We'll get something.
Awesome. Have a great week, Phoebe. And thank you for operating on Perth time for us. Actually, it helped us out, really. This is normal time.
It's a reasonable hour.
It's nice, isn't it? It's still hot, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but there's a cold snap coming.
It's hot as hell.
All right. Thank you, Phoebe. We'll speak soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Cheers. Bye.
Cody, give us a, you're in for a tweet.
Yeah, you're, it's my favourite segment. Yeah,
you say that about most.
Say that about everything. All righty. Hey, mate, you've put the photo I've sent you in the document, and honestly, it's like it's been pixelated. Anyway, I'll try and read it. Anyway, film updates.
You sent it to me.
Yeah, I know, but look at this. You try and read that. Decipher that.
Oh, that is hard.
I've got glasses.
And the pictures.
Who said that?
It's actually perfect on mine.
Yeah, couldn't look clearer to me.
Yeah, you read it off that.
All right.
Oh, crap. Now I'm going to struggle to do the wrap up.
Yeah, that'd be good when I change the language on the thing again. All right. So, film updates released a tweet. General Tager was unable to return for You season 4. She's in that TV show, You.
Yeah.
Not me, You. Due to scheduling conflicts with Wednesday.
Which is another show.
Corn, not on the cob. She's still got 6 other days of the week to film, so what the fuck is her problem?
It's the greatest one you've done.
Yeah, nah, it's good, isn't it?
It's outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, that is very good.
You like that one?
Yeah, yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I tried to keep it secret from Skin good. Today.
Is that why it's pixelated in the document?
That's why.
Yeah, yeah, that
put the blur effect on it.
Yeah.
Rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates Podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get around us on the socials or at the website.
Yep, the website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. There's a little voice recording down the bottom if you'd like to hear yourself on an episode. The socials are most of them. We should just be We Got The Chocolates sort of across all the places. In particular, we'd like you to head over to YouTube this week. We've just published a new jokes video. I don't know why that was so difficult to get out.
I do. Skin's got a little trip down to the
a little bit rattled at the moment, studio. Excuse me. So we've just published a new YouTube video, a jokes video. We'd love you to go check that out, so please do.
And keep the ratings and reviews flying in Apple, Spotify. It helps us get up the charts, which is what we love. We love helping you blokes and girls.
Exactly. Perfect. And massive thank you for listening to the podcast. We love making this. We're very glad that you do listen. Tell a friend that you listen as well, and that Mikus's nickname is now Daddy Deck Chair. Actually, would you get Daddy tattooed on you?
Yes. I mean.
Okay, great.
No.
Okay.
No.
What are the odds? One in one.
I do 1 in 2.
Okay.
Cody. 3, 2, 1.
Two.
Oh, well, looks like I'm getting daddy.
Feels like you wanted to.
You went like this, you went.
He sent a text to Cody.
I'll do this one too.
Perfect. Well, if you're out there and having a laugh with your mates, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that starts.
Well, that's the podcast. So, what the hell are you still doing here? Go and get the chocolates, you marvelous beast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.